I haven't a clue. The antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. Today we're in the lovely seaside town of Brighton, just as it celebrates its very own festival of comedy. However, and as regular listeners would expect, this program will not be influenced by that in any way. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our regular teams of, on my right, Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke-Taylor. On my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. Yay! And finally, please be warm and spontaneous for our lady who scores, the very lovely Samantha. We're going to start off with a round called Translations. From the very first moment over 1,500 years ago when an invading Angle turned to an invading Saxon and said, hello, terrible weather for the time of year, isn't it? Our English language has maintained a strict open-door policy to all manner of foreign words, particularly French ones. Teams, I shall put to each of you some obscure foreign words or phrases, and I'd like you to provide a translation. Graham, you're going to go first. Après-ski.
Plaster of Paris. Or I've finished the yogurt.
Tim, yours is Bureau de Change.
Superman's telephone box. Thank you, Mother.
Barry, how about this one for you? Carpe diem.
Fish of the day.
Willie, one right up your street now. B-Day.
Right. 2 days before D-Day. Hence the old song. Ah, B-Day is here again.
Any more suggestions?
Avant-garde, next to last coach on the train. Hors d'oeuvre, ladies who hang around diesel pumps.
Non compos mentis. I don't think that's meant to be fertilizer. Eureka.
B.O. Sub judice, the Israeli underground system.
Okay, ready to go on?
A la carte, rhyming slang.
We're going to go on now to a next round, which is called One Old Song to the Tune of Another. This should not be confused with the latest Andrew Lloyd Webber musical. Which is, of course, two old songs to the tune. To the tune of 3 million. In this round, teams, I'd like you to please take the words of one well-known song and attempt to fit them to the tune of another. It's a musical round, so we've got very little choice but to involve the Colin Sell Sunshine Band. Barry, I want you to sing I'm Henry VIII I Am to the tune of Tchaikovsky's first piano concerto.
But of course.
Everyone was have a Willie or a Sam, either a wraith or man, they dead or green. I'm ever the eighth, I am.
Over to you now, Willie, with the words of Mersey Doats and Dozy Doats. To the tutor, there'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Brings it all back, doesn't it? Graham, now, will you sing the words of I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts to the tune of the theme from Swan Lake?
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. There they are, standing in a row. Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head. Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Every ball you throw will make me rich. There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roll a ball, a ball, a penny, a peach. That's enough of that.
Tim.
Oh, hello.
You're going to sing the words of She'll Be Coming Round the Mountain to the tune of Dance of the Hours.
Less, less.
She'll be coming round the mountain. When she comes, she'll be coming round the mountain. When she comes, she'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. She'll be coming round the mountain. When she comes, singing aye-aye, yippee-yippee. I singing aye-aye, yippee-yippee. I singing aye-aye, yippee-aye. Yippee, aye, aye, singing yippee.
Oh, sorry.
They were so good. I'm going to give you 10 points. Samantha's asleep, so she's not going to give you anything.
Bless her.
Serious now, there'll be few people that haven't delighted in that rich vein of poetry, that golden seam of emotion recollected in tranquility, to borrow a phrase of Wordsworth's, that can be yours to give for no more than a few pence when you purchase a greetings card from Athena Limited. Which brings me to our next round, which is entitled Special Occasion Cards. Deans, I'd like you to suggest some personalised verses to go inside greetings card for sending to famous people on special occasions. Willie, you start, please.
Oh, Betty Boothroyd, now you're speaker. No more talk of the weaker sex. And if they ignore your order, simply break the bastard's neck.
Graham.
to Julius Caesar on the Ides of March. May we remind you, we're all behind you.
I've got a slightly out-of-date card here. It's to Mark Thatcher taking his driving test. It just says, get lost. Jeremy Beadle's first night of a new series of Beadles about, and that says, get lost. And Hannibal Lecter, dear Hannibal, the name's Jeremy Beadle, bon appetit.
Archduke Ferdinand, welcome to Sarajevo. Have a nice day.
Ted, for years you were persona non grata. You were viewed as a rotten egg. But now, Mr. Heath, you've a garter to snap around your podgy leg.
Mark Thatcher, you're a baron. Wish your mother had been.
Okay, well, we're going on now to a delightful round called Sound Charades. If you've ever watched the TV program Give Us a Clue, in which a selection of celebrities and Lionel Blair take it in turns to provide... take it in turn to provide a mime for the title of a well-known book, film, play, or television program, then please try and put it to the very back of your mind. The game we'll now play shares most of the details of standard charades, with the exception that in our version, panelists are permitted the use of their mouths. The first title, which Tim and Willie will have to guess, will now be displayed on the awesome satellite link Mountain Come Laser scoreboard that our organisers here in Brighton have so generously provided. Listeners without the advantage of this triumph of state-of-the-art technology will have to make do with the mystery voice, which is coming up now.
Die Hard. Die Hard.
Now then, is it a book or a film or what?
A film.
A film.
Is that all?
Yes.
How many words?
Two.
Two.
Right, get on with it.
What are they?
Oh, right.
Jenkins.
Jenkins.
Jenkins. Gone but not forgotten.
Oh. Oh. He was a hard man.
Hard man,
Jenkins. Hard man in the valley was Jenkins.
Oh. Barbed wire wife fronts, I tell you.
No thanks, I've just put one out.
He could open a bottle with a wink.
With a what?
A wink.
Oh, hard man he was.
Hard man he was.
Hardest man down the pit.
Joe,
he was hard, wasn't he?
He was.
Right, so it goes on like that.
Okay, off you go, Tim.
Sorry, how many words was it?
Two. In all the Jenkins references, it was one boy.
No. We misled into Wales, was that relevant? No.
No, Wales is helpful.
Perfectly helpful and valid.
Pick the younger.
Die hard.
It's your turn to guess now, Barry and Graham. And here's the scoreboard coming to show our audience here, and the mystery voice to tell you at home.
The Beggar's Opera. The Beggar's Opera.
Theatrical venture.
Does that mean play?
Filmed.
How many words?
Three.
Okay, off you go.
Starting now.
Have you got the price of the cup of tea then, Gov?
Lady and the Tramp.
Too many words, unfortunately.
Carmen.
To the Garden of Maud.
Carmen. Holy Rollers. No,
three words,
isn't it?
Carmen.
It was all in one, really. What happened?
Yes,
not there. Something operatic.
Cosy fan tutti. No.
Keep your private life to yourself.
Listen, Colin's trying to help. He's playing Over the Hills and Far Away, but I can still hear him. Thank
The Beggars, isn't it? The Beggars.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yeah.
It's the recruiting sergeant.
Beggars Opera.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Teams, I'm going to introduce a team round, rather, now, called commentaries. In it, I shall ask each team member to provide a commentary on a particular historical event, but in the style of my choosing. Tim, you're going to start this one. World War II in the style of a parish magazine.
Last Saturday, Mr. Chamberlain, reading from a piece of paper, introduced Mr. Hitler, who kindly opened the proceedings with an amusing speech or two and an impromptu invasion of Poland. Later, Mr. Churchill, standing in for Mr. Chamberlain, organized some games on the beaches and was particularly fulsome in his praise of the few who took part in the aerial display. The WI, as usual, did a splendid job feeding 50 million, and their spam store was a great success. Winners included Dame Mara Hess, dried egg and spoon race, Charles de Gaulle, potato most like its owner. Mussolini's silliest walk. And, as usual, everyone sat on the greasy poles. Mention should be made of some Americans who appeared rather late in the afternoon to help clear up. The vicar finally thanked everyone for taking part and fervently hoped this event would not take place ever again.
Harry.
What?
I want you to do the Charge of the Light Brigade in the style of Murray Walker.
And here in the valley of death, the 600 are lined up waiting for the flag. Lord Raglan in pole position, Lord Cardigan in the McLaren, and Nigel Mansell nowhere near born yet. The Cannon Williams volley and thunder, louder and louder, which reminds me, have you seen Nicky lately, James?
No, Murray.
Thank you, James, and they're off. I can see Raglan signalling to Cardigan, pull over. What a sensational start. Meow, meow. Now, that's me making those noises. Of course, there are no cars here. I'd like a...
two voices, not a penny extra. I'd like a pee, please, Bob.
Thank you, Jane. And they are dead, hundreds of them, but there's no way Cardigan will fall off his horse. Oh, he's fallen off his horse. With that back to Rory Bremner, who does this much better than I do.
Willie Rushton, the auction of the BBC in the style of Richard Dimbleby, please.
Well, here we are in the great room of the Old Trafford Hotel, Brighton, to witness the auction of those few parts of the BBC still remaining after the cutbacks. So far, this morning, Her Majesty the Queen has bought Radio 1 as something for Prince Edward to play with. Radio 2 was gone to a knacker's yard in Gosport, where the new owners say it would be shot. But Radio 3 was picked up for a song by an old folks home in Eastbourne. And Radio 4 is now about to be auctioned. What price Radio 4? Well, there's not much activity. It's possibly the finest radio channel in the world, but a man has just removed my glass of water. My jug, my ashtray, and now he's taken my microphone.
And finally, Graham Garden, the Fire of London in the style of a Radio 4 continuity announcer.
Well, now, before the next programme, here is a road traffic report. The fire, which started late last night in Pudding Lane, is still out of control and now covers most of the city of London. And speaking of the city, you can hear an extended version of Moneybox with Louise Bottom and Vincent Duggleby at 11:30 on Monday morning. But thousands of Londoners fleeing from the blaze, the roads leading out of the city are at a standstill, with tailbacks stretching right out to the Hanger Lane gyratory system. Well, St. Paul's Cathedral may have gone up in smoke, but there are some glum faces at Brookfield Farm.
Jolly good. We're going on now to the round which is called Straight Face. The object of this round is for the team members not to get laughs. Teams, I shall ask you in turn to suggest a series of unfunny words that are in some way associated with the seaside town of Brighton. Anyone caught arousing mirth will be instantly disqualified. One who's left at the end will be the winner. Willie, you're going to start this one, please.
Pebbles.
Pier.
Right.
You lay them, we'll crack them.
I didn't hear anything. Kim.
Bell.
Littoral.
Sorry, didn't hear that.
Littoral. As in shore.
You sure?
Sure.
Rock.
Pavilion.
Weekend.
Loosh.
So wait a minute, I heard a titter.
Did you titter, sir?
He nods. Barry, you're out.
Oh.
Willie, go on.
Stain.
Sorry about
that's
that.
That's people but taking it very seriously indeed.
That leaves just Graham and Tim. A ding-dong battle, if ever I saw one. Go on, Graham.
Hove.
What? Big. Tim, you're the winner.
Oh,
time for another musical round now, and they use the term misadvisedly. Teams, I'd like you to sing a song of my choosing, paying heed to censor by means of a buzzer. Any words liable to offend the milky pink ears of Samantha.
Then we'll call ears, wasn't it?
Then we'll call that milky pink from where I'm sitting. So, Barry and Graham, will you sing and censor as time goes by?
You must remember this. A is still a is just a. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers, they still say I, you, on that you can rely. The future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of and man must have his that no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and a case of do or. The world will always welcome as time goes by.
Fine, Tim and Willie, yours is Sally with a fringe on top.
Nothing to do with us.
When I take you out tonight with me, honey, here's the way it's gonna be. You will be behind a team of snow white horses. in the slickest you ever see.
When did we start? Never did we start.
Chicks and ducks and geese better when I you out in the Surrey. When I you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that and see how it flutters when I them high step and strutters. Nosey pokes all through the shutters and the will pop the eye yellow the brown genuine leather twist. You can roll right down in case there's a change in the wind. Winking and blinking, ain't no finger unthinking. You can keep ya if you're thinking that I'm here to swap with a shiny little story with the
We're almost out of time, so we've got to hurry on now to a swift round of Vegetable Film Club. Teams, I'd like you to suggest some titles of films as suitable viewing for an audience of vegetarians. Okay, Tim, off you go.
Bean series of films. Dirty Harry Cobean. Billy the Kidney Bean. Stop or My Mum Will Bean Shoot.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer.
Yes. The African Quorn.
When Harry Coe Met Celery.
War and Peas.
L. Swede.
Speaking of ethics, there's Kirk Douglas as leader of the gladioli in Asparagus.
Jack Lemmon and Shirley McCain's in The Allotment. The Night My Cucumber Came Up.
A Quiche Before Dying.
Texas Coleslaw Massacre.
Mushroom with a View.
Rice Pudding, The Mad Monk.
Ill Meat by Marmite.
Radish of the Lost Ark. The Silence of the Yams.
Of human wreckage.
Well, I hate to interrupt this flow of inspired invention. It's very nearly all for this week, I'm afraid. Join us again next week when we'll be in Oxford. In the meantime, from all of us, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garden and Billy Rushton have been given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by John Naismith.